Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to another week of the D-Zone Radio. My name is Evan Paputa and I'm joined today by Brandon Hunter as always. How are you doing today, Brandon?
I'm doing good. Another Sunday, another week, another opportunity.
That's the best way to look at it. It's a nice day outside. Lions are about to play and it's hard to believe we're already entering the fifth week of high school football season, which is just about the halfway point. Isn't that hard to believe?
I know. We were just at Wayne State, you know, doing that rain delay on week one. I was already week five.
I know. It's hard to believe. But week four was a pretty good week, and I think week five will be too. But the game that stood out to me in week four was Detroit Catholic Central beating Cleveland St. Ignatius 28-21 in overtime, because that St. Ignatius team is apparently pretty good, one of the top teams in Ohio. They're a Catholic team, and they've got the Notre Dame commit on the offensive line. So that's a big win for CC, and I think that'll pave them well going forward. What do you think, Brandon?
Oh, of course. You know, anytime you beat St. Ignatius, Brother Rice did it, I believe. A couple of years ago. It was. You know, so even DeShawn Kizer was there, and they played De La Salle a couple of years ago. So that's a huge win for CC. That's a huge win for them.
And then another surprising one to me, may not be surprising to anybody else, but I was just surprised that Farmington Harrison shut out West Bloomfield 28-0. From what I've seen from West Bloomfield, they look pretty explosive, and for them to put no points on the board was just a little bit of a surprise for me today. What do you think?
Well, yeah, and I was actually going to go to that game, and but I'm glad I didn't, because it wasn't worth going to see. But yeah, very surprised. I didn't expect West Bloomfield to go in and not even put up a fight.
And I think a lot of Harrison's offensive success is coming from Brendan Brown. Is that guy the real deal?
Yeah, I like Brendan, man. You know, the thing about him gets some stability, you know, staying at one school. But, I mean, he's a good kid, smart kid, good family. You know, he just need to be able to showcase his skills at one place. So I'm happy for him. We'll see if he gets some college looks.
Before we go on, if you guys have a comment on your team or your score or something you want to tell us, please call us up at 516-666-9985, 516-666-9985. And we're going to be joined at 11:50 by senior quarterback for Detroit East English Village Prep, Delvin Washington. He's a guy that I've always been impressed with. I've never gotten to see him live, but he seems to be the real deal, and somebody's going to get a really good quarterback once he goes to college.
Yes.
Tell us about him. Is he all that? And why is nobody talking about him?
I like Delvin. You know, he was a big ninth grader, already about 6'2", 230 in ninth grade. You know, kind of he slimmed down now. He's at East English now. But I like Delvin. Great size, a big arm, and, you know, can mobile. You know, I'm not really sure why he doesn't have any offers. I'm really not sure about that, because you look at him, he passed the eye test, and, you know, he gets some coaching, he would be a really good college quarterback. So not really sure why he doesn't have the offers, but definitely a Division I prospect, one of the best in the state to me.
And then all the results from last week, New Boston Huron beat Monroe St. Mary's Catholic Central 7-6. And then the big one we were kind of talking about last week was a must-win for Orchard Lake St. Mary's, and they got the job done over Jesuit 33-10. Do you think that's the first step in the right direction for Orchard Lake St. Mary's, or are they still in danger of missing the playoffs?
No, yeah, they definitely needed that win. They probably got the win out. I'm not really sure about that, but yeah, they definitely needed that win. Already holding two losses, so, and then you still got to face Brother Rice and CC and De La Salle, which, you know, that's not, it won't get any easier.
De La Salle's in the same boat.
De La Salle's in the same boat.
They're sitting at 2-2. They've got Orchard Lake St. Mary's next week, and that'll be a battle of 2-2 teams. The loser might be facing an uphill battle, if not out of the playoff picture, because after that, De La Salle plays Divine Child, Jesuit, and then Detroit Catholic Central. And then Orchard Lake St. Mary's closes the regular season with De La Salle, Brother Rice, CC in the next 3 weeks, and then They play Wheaton, Warrensville South from Illinois, and then a Catholic League crossover in week 9. But the Catholic League has been just about as good as any league in the state right now, probably the country.
And you know what's funny? The last couple of years, it's been Orchard Lake and De La Salle dominated, and Brother Rice and CC were down. And now, 2 years later, 2 years removed from that, here we go, Brother Rice, CC at the top, and then Orchard Lake and St. Mary's a little bit down. It's funny how that works out.
And we're going to talk about CC a little bit in about 5 minutes once we wrap up this, because I'm going to talk about Division One, Division Two right now, because I think they're Cass and Kings championships to win, and CC's my pick to give Cass Tech a run for their money. And you kind of said the same thing last week, and we think there's a few D2 teams like Western and Lowell that could give King a run for their money in D2. Not saying it's going to be done, but just give them a hard time. So if you've got an opinion on that, and tell us about your team and why they have a chance to make a run in Division One or Division Two, call us up at 516-666-9985, 516-666-9985. We're going to get into that at 1140. Phone lines are wide open. Give us a call. We will put you on. But back to week 4, Churchill beat Plymouth 54-28. Churchill's a good young team. They've got a Khalil commit in Jamal Allen. He seems to be the real deal, and I'm surprised nobody else is really going after him. He's a safety, your corner. He's the real deal. And as far as Delvin Washington, him in East English Village beat Denby 48-18. Did you get a chance to catch any of that game, Brandon?
Yeah, I actually covered that game. My PSL game of the week. Denby was 3-0. They really hadn't played anyone, so you know, a lot of hype coming into the season. They're just trying to see if they belong with the top three or everybody else. And they actually put up a fight. They actually had a 12-7 lead in the second quarter, but East England rolled off 15 straight to end in the first half, and then they rolled off 30 more. You know, so by the time you know it, was 48-12, something like that. So. Yeah, Demi, they ran out of fight, you know, only so little bit overmatched, and then Delvin, they had a big game in the air. So
it's hard to believe this is already the fifth year, I believe, for East English Village, isn't it?
Yeah, year 5. Yep, they actually had the team 5 on their shirt, their Under Armour shirt. So yeah, year 5 for them.
That's hard to believe already.
Yeah,
I believe they've won a playoff game every year since they've opened, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Most definitely, yeah. I don't think they've ever been bounced from the first round. I know they
I'm looking right now. They 2012 went to the regional final. 2013 won a playoff game. 2014 won a playoff game. And then last year won 2 playoff games. So that's a really good program nobody talks about.
And it's a new school, but that's just – I just coach Odin and the Crockett staff, and it's the same program, you know. It's just a different colors and different name, but it's the same staff from Crockett. They've been since 05, so nothing really new except the colors and the name.
We're going to find out a lot about them this week because they play Cass Tech, and then in 2 weeks they play King. So that'll really tell us all we need to know about East English Village prep.
And the PSL
also,
as a whole, it's when the PSL gets really interesting. Because you got those 3 games, because you got King Cass October the 1st. So these next 3 weeks are going to be really good.
3 weeks in a row, you got big ball games, and that makes for people like us fun coverage.
Oh, yeah.
Saline beat Temperance Bedford 26-24, and Stevensonville Lakeshore beat St. Joseph's 31-12. And another surprise was just the margin of deficit for Walled Lake Western over Walled Lake Central. I thought Central was a pretty decent opponent, but Walled Lake Western ran away with that thing 43-8. And then Rice beat De La Salle 13-3. What's going on with De La Salle right now? 2-2 start to the season. I know they've got the new coach, but things just seem to be going a little bit slower for them this year. And they do have Alan Fritzinger.
Quarterback issue. I mean, you look at the last 3 quarterbacks, Garbarino, state title.
Yep.
Regino, he at Rutgers, St. Morris at Michigan. So, quarterback issues, I would say that's a little bit of it. Not as talented as they used to be the last couple of years. So, I mean, I think they'll be okay going forward, but yeah, just a down year for them right now.
Things don't get any easier. Like we said, Orchard Lake, St. Mary's, and Divine Child in the next couple of weeks. I think Divine Child is a solid, smaller Catholic school team. They're 4-0 right now. But we'll see again with them. We'll see this weekend, Saturday. They play Detroit Loyola.
Loyola, yeah.
That's going to be a big game.
Yeah, I really wanted to go to that one, but I'm going to do the Cass East English game. But, yeah, Devon Liam from Northern Illinois. They got Theo Day, the transfer from CC.
Theo Day. They got Aiden
Quinn Blair,
defensive end.
Yeah, a lot of Division
One
kids over there.
Good product. Divine Child is looking solid this year. They got their new football field. They just opened it up a couple weeks ago. First time in the school's history they have had a home football field. That is big. Warren Mott with the upset of the week, though, if you ask me, beating Dakota 27-20.
That was a little bit of a – now, last year was a big surprise. This one might be even bigger for Mott to beat Dakota. It's like Dakota been – ever since they beat Orchard Lake week one, they've just been, you know, on a down slide, which is amazing. And was that win a fluke? You know, and now you see it probably was. It was.
Yeah, I just can't figure Dakota out. They look good, and then now they lost next week at home to Eisenhower by 2 touchdowns, and then now to Mott. I believe that game was at Mott, but even still. Their coach is the one that went to De La Salle, so maybe they're having kind of the opposite effects that East English is having with Rob Oden at Macomb, Dakota, because they've got little familiarity around there.
Right.
And then lastly, White Lake Lakeland beat Waterford Mott 37-32. So, again, we're going to talk about Division One and Division Two. Who's going to challenge Cass Tech in Division One? Who's going to challenge Kane? Because right now, I think everybody can agree that those two are the favorites. So if you want to make your case for your team, call us up at 516-666-9985. 516-666-9985. But, Brandon, first I want to ask you about King. You've seen them a couple times this year. Are they capable of repeating?
You know what? I was texting Coach Spencer about this, and I told him, like, yeah, I think y'all can do it. You know, you might not have the stars like Donnie Cordy and LaVert Hill. Obviously, you can't really replace those guys, but when you have those programs like King, it's really just the next man up, you know. So I really do think King can do it. We're really going to see what they're really made of. The win versus Southwood was very impressive, but these next couple of weeks when they play East English and Cavs, going to really see what they're made of, because put up a 58-point 2 weeks in a row, you know, against inferior opponents. So, which is good, you know, but we want to see if play some really good competition. So, we want to see what King is made of. But me, and not because I went there, but I really do think that King could repeat.
So do
especially I.
With
a down D2.
And that's it, too, on paper. But on paper, King looks really good, and their scores look good.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing things just about as good as you can ask. Coming off of a championship and losing their coach like that, they've been above expectations in my mind. And I expected them to at least compete for it. So they're doing really well. One team I would look out for in Division II.
Yeah, you know, piggyback on what you're about to say, you know, look out for Harrison, going to be always strong in D2. You know, coming to the end of their era, but Harrison going to be strong in D2. Wall Lake Western, you can count those three at the top.
Yeah, Wall Lake Western, I'm telling you, they are legit. And I don't see a team on their schedule in the final 5 weeks of the season that I can say they might lose to, or it should be a close game. Wall Lake Western should win the rest of their games fairly easily because they don't have the competition in their division.
Right.
You're looking at Waterford Kettering, Waterford Mott. Well, like Northern's undefeated, but I still don't see it. White Lake Lakeland, and then crossover. I see them running the table, and it helped their cause because Johnny Tracy, the transfer from Brother Rice, got back to quarterback this week, and he's no longer injured. So that allowed Cody White, Michigan State commit, to go out and play receiver. And it seems like everything was just clicking. They've scored 40 points in three of their first four games, and all four of them have been against quality opponents. Farmington, who was a playoff team last year, Canton, and then Northville, and then Walled Lake Central did not make the playoffs last year, but even still, rivalry game. And then in Division I, have you gotten a chance to see Cass Tech since week one?
No, I haven't. I mean, really no point. PSL game, so, but I will get out Saturday when they play East English, and then King after that. So I'll get to see them. No need to really see Cavs. You know they're going to be there. They've made it to the semifinal what 6 years straight, 7 years straight, 6 years I believe.
Right.
You know they're going to be there.
Yeah, they're in the regional champions every year since.
2010?
Since 2009, that was the last year they didn't win.
Right.
Yep. So they're firing on all cylinders, and I could see them doing the same thing this year. And that's why we're asking the question. If you're out there and you think your team's good, call us up and tell us, state your case, why your team can compete with Cass Tech or King in Division II, 516-666-9985. Call us up before we're joined by Delvin Washington, the senior quarterback from East English Village. He's going to be on with us in about 4 minutes at 11:50 and tell us about his season so far. But two big games this week I want to talk about real quick. Brother Rice is bringing in Catholic Central at Hurley Field in Berkeley, Saturday night, primetime, 7 o'clock. I think Rice will give them a better game than people think. But I think one thing that CC is doing that they've not really done in their history of these runs are they're throwing the football a lot. Some of the highlights I was watching, the CC quarterback Austin Brown is throwing the ball all over the field to multiple targets, and they are looking good. What do you think about that game?
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely be there. I didn't know they were playing on Saturday. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to hit up that game. Really cool with Justin Sasante, assistant coach over there. So.
Yep.
Show them some love, show them some support. And that's going to be a big game, period, brother. Like, CC always been big. So that's going to be a good Saturday night game to go to.
And I think those two teams are legit. I think you can say Rice is back. But if they're back, then that means CC is a title contender because they seem, every time they seem to play a game, they're on top of their game every week. They're prepared. Mm-hmm. And they got good coaches, like you said, Justin Sasante. Can't say enough
Coach
about
Matt,
him.
You know, he is the program.
Coach Matt.
The program.
He is. He's been there forever, and every year they're there and they're relevant and they're doing big things. And if they can get by Brother Rice, they could slide into that Catholic championship game undefeated.
They can be anybody.
Right. There's not many teams built like that.
Right.
And another game out in my neck of the woods on Friday night is Plymouth and Canton playing. It's a virtual playoff elimination game because Canton is 2-2, losing to Forts in the World Lake Western, and Plymouth is 1-3, coming off of the loss to Churchill. So I'm excited to see those two teams play, and every year they play, it's always a big game. Always a good atmosphere down there. For those that don't know, they share the same campus. It's truly one of a kind. But as we're waiting on Delvin Washington, Brandon, what are you looking forward to next week?
Obviously, East English Cast, that's on Saturday. Grosse Pointe North, Grosse Pointe South, that's on Friday. Might not be the most sexiest pick, but that's a rivalry game. I might go to that. I've never been to it. I hear it's big time. I want to go to that Friday night probably. And then, obviously, CC Brother Rice Saturday, so that's where I'll be at.
And I might join you at that CC Brother Rice game because I too think that'll be a big, big game. But in the meantime, we're joined by senior quarterback for the East English Village Prep Bulldogs, Delvin Washington. Delvin, thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Good.
Delvin, you know, I covered the game on Friday. Just talk about Friday's game. 230-plus yards passing, 5 touchdowns, just demolishing Denby.
It was a nice game out there, you feel me? I was just giving it what the defense gave me, going over my reads, and just, you feel me, trying to get a connection with my right receiver because we played Cass this week.
Mm-hmm. And talk about how the season been going. You know, you got 3-1. Only flaw on the schedule was the close loss to Brighton. Just talk about how the season been going so far, leading up to now.
We started off slow first game, but we picked it up. It's been going well. We're kind of young around the skill positions and stuff, so we've been working on it, trying to get better. The season's been going good, though.
Right, and I know you guys had this game, Saturday's game, circled on the schedule. You don't want to look past the other team, though, but this is the one for East English Village. Not just you, but the program, because they've never beaten Cass Tech, and they've come close a couple of times, but I know you guys really want to beat Cass Tech.
Yeah, we do. It's a big game this week. We go prepare for it. Do what we have to do to come out and play with Cass Tech.
And what do you think is the key to beating them? Well, I know like 2 years ago y'all came really close at their home and in the playoffs, but what's the key to beating them? Like finally get over that hump.
We got to play together. That's one thing. We got to play together. We just got to build as a team and play fast and play smart. We can keep up with them.
And, you know, every time I talk to someone, you know, Evan just asks me, like, what's going on with Delvin's, like, recruitment? You go see you play, and you look the part, and you put up big numbers. So what's going on with that?
My recruiting picking up kind of fast my senior year. I've been getting a look for a lot of MAC schools. And I'm just – they said I needed to get mobile more, so I'm trying to run the ball more.
Okay. How far you think you guys could go and stay playoffs this year?
Well, we can go pretty far. We just stay healthy and come out to play. We can go really far in the playoffs.
And lastly, you know, how much of an inspiration or encouragement has Coach Odin been to you, you know, since coming over from Chandler Park Academy?
Well, because Odin's been a lot for me. He's been on my side since the beginning, since I've been trying to transfer. He's a really good coach. He expects a lot from his players. And he gets you ready for the next level. He's not going to baby you. He wants you to play. He wants you to play as fast as you can, tough as you can. He just wants the all out of you. And that's what I'm
going
to do.
You know, right, and you said he prepared you for the next level, and obviously he's had guys like Brandon Graham and Tony Lippin, and, you know, Desmond King will be the next one. So, you know, that's definitely something that you can say that he's done. All right, thanks, Devin.
Yeah,
we appreciate you coming on the show, and good luck Saturday, and we'll see you then.
All right.
Thank you for joining us. That was Delvin Washington, the senior quarterback from East English Village. Big game against Cass Tech this Saturday afternoon, and that's a guy where if you watch his film, you watch his highlights, you got to wonder why has nobody pulled the trigger on him yet. It really is puzzling because you saw the same thing last year with Armani Posey, and he's a guy that I can confidently say will definitely succeed.
If I'm Eastern Michigan, why not? You know, what do you have to lose offering this kid? At least,
and
Eastern,
I've said
man.
This,
it's crazy.
I've said this for many years. It's so funny you bring that up. I don't understand what is Eastern doing. They don't offer many people from the area. They go out of state and they don't win ever, except they did win yesterday and they are sitting at 2-1. But if I was Eastern Michigan, I'd be going into Detroit. I'd be going into Lansing. I'd be going into Flint and seeing which players I can pick out. But
yeah, you have
digress.
To get those kids like a Delvin. You have to attack those
Daquan
kids like a Delvin Washington.
Yep. And is Posey playing quarterback or DB or receiver at Bowling Green? Do you know?
I think he'll play safety, but he's going to redshirt. He redshirted.
Safety. Okay.
Yeah, he redshirted.
That's a guy I thought could play quarterback at least the MAC level. I thought he was a solid contributor. But anyways, looking ahead to next week, it looks like we'll both be out at CC Rice on Saturday. That Saturday night should be a big ball game. What are you going to be watching for in that game?
Honestly, just to see how Brother Rice holds up. Well, obviously, they're better than they used to be. You know, but CC is just like so far ahead. I mean, that St. Ignatius win, everyone was talking about that because it's so impressive, you know. So for CC to come back to the state of Michigan and to lose to anyone, I just don't see that happening, you know. All credit to Brother Rice for being good now and better, but I just think CC is going to probably run away with that one.
And I saw a stat, and don't quote me on this, but before the St. Ignatius game, I saw that through three games, CC had given up less than 200 yards of total offense. So the thing I want to watch is the Rice offense against that CC defense because they just have a bunch of playmakers on that defense that are just smart, strong, maybe not all that quick or that talented, but they just play really well and really smart and are well-coached. So CC's on the march to be a potential 9-0 team, but we shall see. Rochester Adams plays at Harrison, Farmington Hills Harrison. And Harrison's a team that, what do they have, 3 years left, Brandon?
Yeah, three years.
Are they going to get back to Ford Field in the near future and give Coach Harrington one more championship, do you think?
I can't predict the future. I don't know, but they'll always be there. You know, Harrington football, they'll always be there. But I just don't know if they'll have enough to make it that far. But they're going to compete as always. I don't know if they have enough like they used to, especially with these teams coming up now. They just might not have enough to finish it off.
And they're always in a tougher district, tougher region. It's just a tough pass for them, I think, because they would have to play probably Walled Lake Western in the district final.
Yep.
Birmingham Groves, I know we've talked about them before. It's just not easy to beat Harrison right now.
D2 is always tough. You will see King Eastern Village, round one, round two. So, yeah.
Jesuit mixed in there, too. Because Jesuit gave King a game last year, I believe, through three quarters. It was just about even, and then King's talent took over.
Right.
And then also next week we talked Plymouth and Canton. Romeo at Utica Eisenhower. I want to see if Utica Eisenhower is the real deal. Yeah, I think them and Romeo have both been playing okay so far. But I want to see if they are the real deal, those two teams, because Romeo was last year. And Eisenhower is a team that has been talked about a little bit in different parts. But this is their chance to get on the map and do it on a big stage against Romeo. Romeo is 3-1 so far. And Eisenhower's 4-0 coming off of a 42-0 win over Chippewa Valley, which is always impressive. And they beat Dakota just 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Also
I think Ike the real deal.
And then these final two games are on Saturday. CC Rice is on Saturday. Detroit Loyola, Divine Child's on Saturday. And East English Village at Cass are both on Saturday. Divine Child Loyola in the afternoon, Cass Tech East English in the afternoon, CC and Rice, 7 o'clock Saturday night at Hurley Field in Berkeley. But, Brandon, tell us a little bit about that East English-Cass Tech game. What are some things you're going to be watching for?
Interested to see how the East English D holds up against that Cass Tech offense. I know last year, I think they won, 33-7 last year, and that was the issue. Trying to contain Diamond Peoples Jones. So I think another year, same problem sort of. Let's see if that defense can hold up against that offense.
Yeah, but has anybody ever contained Donovan Peoples Jones? Has that been done before?
The only person I've ever seen do a good job is LeVert Hill. It's going to take somebody special to do that. I mean, he's like the only one I've ever seen him, you know, have the success against.
And before we end it, we got to give a shout-out to Donnie Corley with the touchdown over Notre Dame. That was a big one-handed catch. It's a one-handed catch, same side of the end zone, Brandon. What about that?
Oh, yeah. It looked just like the state final play. I mean, identical to it. And We knew Donnie's going to be a stud. And shout out to all the Detroit kids. Mike Weber, all the kids who played, Dalen Hayes, all the kids who played last night on national television. Shout out to Detroit football.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you for joining us on D-Zone Radio. Evan Papuda and Brandon Hunter signing off for now, but we'll see you next week at 11:30 in the morning on Sunday.